Today's share of Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Lamed Tes Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Brura. We still are in the middle of Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, dealing with the halachos of a Beis HaKnesses, and we're up to Seif Tes Vav. The Mechaber begins, and he says, Ein Adam Yochel Lesser Chalko Mi Beis HaKnesses V'lo Mi Asvarim. A person who's donated a shul or svarim to a shul doesn't have the right to go and say that individual people in the community don't have access to that shul or to the svarim. I'm restricting my donation to only these people, but not to those people. V'im osar, and if in fact he did this, eino klum. The Mechaber says it's worthless. His statement doesn't carry any weight. What exactly is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Pei Vav, ein adam, a person isn't allowed to do this. So he says, hainu beini l'yochid, bein l'chol hakol. If the individual wants to go and restrict it to one person or 10 people or even the entire kahal, he's not allowed to restrict it in this way when he gave an unrestricted donation. And therefore, in Sif Katan Pei Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains why the Mechaber said eino klum, his restriction, his retraction, so to say, of the gift for those people doesn't apply. So he says, technically, min hadin, it does apply. In fact, the halach is that the guy does have the right to do this. But mitzara takana over here, kein tiknu ha-gaonim, the gaonim, they said that they're not going to allow such a thing to go into effect. Because the imlo came, because rachmona litzlan, if they were to allow people to start giving donations to the shul and say, yeah, everybody in the shul can use it except Yankel. So that's going to cause terrible problems. If anybody has a little bit of a fight with a friend, yes, or chalko, a love, he's going to say, okay, everybody else can use the chumashim that I donated, but not Yankel. So then the whole shul, if he donated the shul, wouldn't be allowed to go to Yankel, the ain braver, because you can't say retroactively he's using this part of the shul, that part of the shul that didn't belong to the person who donated it. So this would be tremendously a problem, and therefore Chazal, the Gaonim, made a takana that we don't allow this restriction to take effect. Min hadin, it would take effect. And you can see this actually brought down in the Bir Halacha by the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskil Eino Klum, where the Mishnah Berurah explains to cause a mitzvah takana. The God, the Kozeh, who tzrachnu ledeya kamaisa, shiniskeres b'yoredeya sin reish chavdalet. This whole din is only according to that opinion yoredeya that says you do have the right to restrict this. But there's another opinion, the Yesh Omrim there, who says that something which can't be easily divided up, like a base knesses, so if you donated part of the base knesses, you can't just divide up part of the base knesses. So medina ene yochel esor al chavero, then you don't have a right over there to go and restrict it on an individual, so that would apply over here as well. Again, just to make sure I said it clearly at the beginning, we're talking about here, a person, ein adam yochel lesor chalko, whatever part he owns in the shul or in the svarim, he can't go make it also to other people. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is pointing out over here. This is going according to the opinion that theoretically somebody could go and restrict his part, so that's why the Gonim had to make a takana. But according to the other opinion brought down here, there, that's something that can't be divided up. I own a quarter of the shul, you can't divide up the shul. So according to that opinion, they don't even have the halachic right to do this. The takana of the Gonim wasn't even necessary, according to the second opinion here, there. Hope that now is clear. Siv Katan Tez Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mishi Hishul Beisul Aves HaKnesses. Here somebody lends his shul to the community. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Mishi Hishul Beisul Aves HaKnesses says over here, Shehi Shilom, he lent them this house, Shealov Shein Beis HaKnesses Gomer. I'm giving it to the shul as a shul. I'm giving it to the community to be used as a shul. Not that I'm temporarily letting you use my house for a minyan. Masha ain kain, as opposed to, im hishul lehem beso shavolus palabo biyama, that if a person says, okay, this is my house, you guys want to come and daven in it, it's okay to use my basement to daven in, ein b'chlazeh. That's not what we're talking about over here, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha. So, again, mishi hishul beso lebeis haknesses, if somebody gave a house to the shul, to the community, to be used as a shul, v'yesh lo meriva mechol me'akol, and unfortunately, he doesn't get along well with one of the people. He doesn't get along with Yankel. So he says, I don't want Yankel to use this shul. Everybody else in the community can use the shul. So the Mechaber says, Eino yochel liosro. He doesn't have the right to go and restrict Yankel from using the shul. Elim ken yasrenu l'chol akol kiyachon. Unless he restricts it to all of the people in the shul, in the community, to use the shul in that way. So he's only allowed to restrict Yankel if he's also restricting everybody else. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Pei Ches explains, Hainu mitzad chayim Rabbeinu Gershom Mior HaGola Sheyesh Al Zeh. The reason for this is, again, the takana from Rabbeinu Gershom Mior HaGola from about 1,000 years ago. And the reasoning is, Vatam Nira, the Mishnah Berurah explains, why did Rabbeinu Gershom make such a gzera that you can't do this? Because technically you do have the right, it's yours, you can restrict it if you wanted. Because the Choshishu Lebizoyin Da'al Gabra, because we're concerned about the embarrassment that would be causing to Yankel. Everybody else in the community can use a shul, but Yankel can't. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the famous famous Gemara in Gittin, Gittin Nunvav, the famous Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara, and the Nebuch, the terrible tragedy. We're going to listen to this shiur right around the time of the 3 weeks. And the terrible tragedy that occurred because Bar Kamsa wasn't allowed into the wedding and the rabbis didn't protest. And he said, if this is the way the rabbis feel about it, then I'm going to go and be maser on the Jewish people. So Masha Enkin Shiyasor Lukulam Leka Kifusufa. But the Mishbur says, if you're restricting everybody, he says nobody's allowed to use it, so then Yanko's not going to take it personally and it's not going to lead to terrible fights in the community. How is he allowed to restrict the entire community? When the guy's donating the shul, he can put in restrictions on it. That's when he just said over here, I'm donating this shul to the community. But if he donated it only for a small period of time, so then if you look in Yoredeh, Simon Reish Chav Aleph, the Yesh Pluksim Chol Isur B'soch Hazman. Then when he's giving it for a certain period of time, there's a machlokis, can he make such restrictions or not? The Chavetz Chaim adds on to this in the Bir Halacha. In the Dibur HaMaskel, Eino Yochel, and he writes, this is a Lashon of Lav Davkohu. When he says that he can't do this, it doesn't really mean he can't. Because the Avar Yosef, in fact, he made such a restriction, it would in fact be Chal Osir. As we brings down Kamosha Kosha B'Shuvas, the Ritzah alone, the Maritzah alone. Elo, the Eino Rashoy Lassos came. But what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us over here is that the person should not do this. Technically, if he did it, it would take effect. And the reason why he shouldn't do this is because of the Cherim from Rabbeinu Gershom, Yor HaGola, and the other Kadmonim, as we've already brought down in the Tshuvas from the Marami Rutenberg. And he says, also, looking at the Beis Yosef, as brought down by the El Yerabba. And he says, furthermore, Ma'ad de'isa b'sif tezvav di'im osa reino klom, that which we said that in sif tezvav, in the immediately preceding sif that we just read, that it doesn't take effect at all, gam shom hu mitzad ha'takona. The reason, as we explained, according to the first shita in Yoredeh, Simon Reish Chav Dalet, was that he technically had the right to do this, but the Gaonim came along and made a takona. So efshar l'shom ho'isa ha'takona came, mikol mokum tzorich iyun. So that's because of the takana. So Dirshu Futa number 104 explains why should there be a difference over there where we said eino klum, it doesn't take effect, and here it says that he shouldn't do it, but it would take effect if he did it. What's the distinction? So Dirshu Futa number 104 brings down from the Shelus of Tshuva's Mama Mordechai, who explains that in Sif Tezvav, we're talking there about a base Knesses that belongs to everybody in Shutvis, and he owned a small chelik of it. And therefore, Mimela Acha Shetiknu She'en Lesser Eschalko Kulam Nichlutu L'Shutvis Haldatz Kain. Since the rabbis, the Gaonim, came along and made a takana that you can't go restrict your share, so therefore, everybody's now a Shutvis in it, and you don't have the ability to do it. And therefore, we said, Eino Klum, it's as risk if you did nothing. Therefore, that's in that situation, as opposed to here in Tez Zayin, the person donated the entire house himself. Habayis hu shela osa bavad. There's no partnership over here, and therefore, if he went against this chayim of the kadmonim, so then, in fact, it does take effect. The iser would be chal, and the chacham don't have the ability to go and uproot this over here. So that's the explanation why in Tez Vav it says it doesn't take effect, and here he shouldn't do it, but it would technically take effect if he did it. The Chavetz Chaim adds further in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Yosra. He brings down from the Maharash Duran in the Tshuvas over there. He says, "Dim Yesh Beis HaKnesses Acheres Bioso Ir Yochol Yosra." If there is another shul that the guy could go to, so he's allowed to restrict it technically to say Yankel can't daven over here. The Bishlama Kishem Beis HaKnesses Acher, because if there is no other shul over there, what's the poor guy supposed to do? He's supposed to go daven in the community. There's no minyan that he can go to, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Because the person who's making the neder over here, machshilo mono mitzvah tzibur, he's preventing the guy from ever davening in the tzibur. As opposed to if there's another shul in town, so then the guy can daven in the other shul. The issue footnote number 105 brings down, what about the guy's wife? Can you restrict the person's wife from coming to the shul? So he brings down from Shelus Shus Yaakov that that's different, because he could prevent her from going to the shul because she doesn't have a chiv to go daven in a minyan. Kivin she'isha eino mitzvah klal l'spalo b'tzibur. However, according to the Svara that we brought down, that it's a bizayon, and it's going to lead to fighting, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go and restrict the wife as well, because it's going to lead to a bizayon and fighting. Now we read the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav, Adavka, Shehishil, Tchilo, Stam. What we're talking about here is when he gave a Stam donation of his house to be the community shul. But if he put in a caveat and he says, listen, if I want to go and restrict it from anybody's usage, I have the right to do that whenever I want. Or he didn't really donate them as a shul. Everybody knew to gather in his house and it would be okay to go daven over there, and he never objected, but he didn't ever make it into a shul. Then technically the Ramah says, so then technically he brings down from the Marami Padua that technically this person, while it may not be a good thing to do, he technically would have the right to restrict anybody from accessing his own personal private property over here which he's allowing the shul to be, the community to use as a shul. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Pei Tes writes, Kach Tzorich Lomar, we already have the Girtza, Limchos B'Misha Yirtza, and this is the Girtza in the Darchei Moshe, which we already have in our Mishnah Berurahs, that's already been corrected. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil Aval in his Metchila adds over here, the reasoning is Mnei on Shehisna Tano Kaim, because he made this Tanai, so the Tanai is Kaim over here, that he's going to be able to restrict it to whoever he wants. And this is the Lashon of the Darki Moshe, and the understanding is Mashma, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Tano HaYosh Yuchal Limchos Afil LeYochel, and the original Tanai was that he's allowed to be protesting or restricting any individual, not only the Tzibur from coming in, but he can even institute a restriction on an individual. Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Mishoyu Beveso Besakneses Yomim Rabim. If somebody had in his house, the shul, the local shul, was basically using his house for a long period of time, so then the tzibur doesn't have the right, Ein Tzibur Rashoyim L'Shanoso Bevayis Acher. They can't suddenly pick up and say, you know what, we're moving the shul. It's in Yankel's house for the last 10 years, but now we're going to move it to Yitzchak's house. We decided we'd like a change of place. So they're not allowed to do this. They're not allowed to just pick up and go move to another private person's house. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Tzadi. Again, this is for making sure that people don't fight. Because what happens when they suddenly move from Yankel's house? Everybody's going to be saying about Yankel's house, oh, the shul would not have picked up unless they were people that weren't proper. And therefore, they must have found some sort of significant blemish in the character of Yankel or his family that they don't want the shul to be in his house. And therefore, the community is protesting this blemish that they found in Yankel by moving the shul from his house to somebody else's house. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if there's a slight reason for this, there is something wrong that they found over here in Yankel, nevertheless, Nami Einom Rishon, they don't have the right to go and move. The issue footnote number 1-6 brings down, however, if it was a real Taina Gemura, then they do have the right to go be Mishana de Mokom. If there really is some problem over there in this house, Rachmona Litzlan, that Yankel really shouldn't be having his house used as a shul, so then, since this din is based upon Erev Chatzeros, that's the marker for this din, that you normally leave the Erev Chatzeros that a community makes to allow them to carry on Shabbos within an enclosed area that's owned by many people, so you make an Erev Chatzeros, and you keep the box of matzah, you keep the meals that are making the Erev happen, so to say, you keep them in the same house all the time, you keep them in the Rav's house, you keep them in the chosh of a person's house in the community. If you were to suddenly move this box, people would say, oh, he must not be trustworthy, he must be digging into the food that we set aside for the Erev Chatzeros, or some other blemish in this person's character that they're moving it. So therefore, we don't allow you to move the box of matzah that you keep in the Erev Chatzeros for the Erev Chatzeros in that person's house unless there's a very, very good reason to move it. He really is stealing it. It's not there. Every week they have to put in a new box, so then you're allowed to move it. So to over here, unless there's a very good reason to move the shul, you don't move the shul from one private individual's house to another private individual's house. Sivkot inside the Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'imrak miktsas me'atzibah rotzum l'spar l'spar l'mocham acher, Rashoim. If only part of the shul, however, wants to move to Yitzchak's house and make a new minion over there, but they're still going to have the minion over here in Yanko's house, then they're technically permitted to do so, with the caveats that we've mentioned previously, which were brought down in Tirshu footnote number 107, that we said it's never a good idea if the shul can hold everybody to break up into two minyanim. And this is based upon the Shaar Tzion bringing down over there, Mishum Berov Am Hadras Mela, because it's always better to daven in a larger minion. And also because it's not good to have machlokes, because when you have two shuls, you know, suddenly have two administrations, you're going to have less money to give to tzedakah, the appeals will be less successful, the learning will be less successful, etc. However, he does bring down, if they just can't live comfortably together, they're two factions in the shul, and they just can't get along together, so then sometimes it is better to go make a new shul and let those people daven the way they would like, and these people that remain behind daven the way they would like. So that's what Dirshu footnote 107 says. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The reason he says that they're allowed to go and break up in this situation, assuming they are allowed to break up, is Kivan Shagam Bevesu Mismalam Kisatz, because they're still going to retain davening in Yanko's house over here. Velon Ispat Bimeno Mitzvah Bishum Pam. And they're always going to have a minion over there. So it won't be his larger minion. But Yanko can't complain that they're taking away his minion or that they're being Mavayishim in any way, shape, or form. But if you have a group of people that are learning together in a house for many years, and they want to split up, they want to rotate and let them learn in this guy's house for 2 months, in this guy's house for 2 months, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Achronim. He shouldn't change that around. That's improper to do. You should leave it in the same house where they've been learning all these years. The Chofetz Chaim further adds, in Mishoy Bebeso Beis HaKnesses, in the Bir Halacha, Nira de Lav Dafka Beis HaKnesses Gemura. We're not even talking here about where it's a full-fledged shul. Even if it's a regular place where they always have the office minion in his office, or in a small community where they daven in this guy's house. Not that they really have a real shul over there, but that's the local place where they daven. They're not big enough to afford their own shul, but they daven always in his house. So the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim brings down over here, Dina Hachi. This is the din over here too as well. Because it's all based, as we've already mentioned, on the din of Erev Chatzeros, and the rabbis were concerned that if you go switch this around, then it's going to cause a lack of shalom over here by the Erev Chatzeros. So too over here, if you switch it around, then you're no longer davening this person's house. It's going to lead to a chashash. People are going to suspect him of something, and therefore it's going to be a lack of shalom. And we do the same din over here with the shul that's been in this person's house. We leave it over there. The issue of footnote 111 reminds us of the two reasons that we've already just mentioned in terms of why we don't move the Erev Chatzeros. Number one is because of shalom bayis, darkei shalom. It looks not nice that we take it away from this guy and we give it to somebody else for no reason. And number two, people are going to suspect that there is a reason why we took it away from this guy. That's a bad reason. They must have stolen from the Erev Chatzeros, and that's why we don't allow him to leave it there. And this would be a blemish on his character, and we don't want to cause that as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Sadi Beis brings down that the Mechaber said you're not allowed to change the house to another house. And the same thing is true if a person was always getting a certain type of honor or a certain type of mitzvah to be allowed to perform it. So you're not allowed to take it away from him. Unless, again, there's a very good reason why you're not taking, why you're not giving it to this person, you're taking it away from him, as we've already explained. The lav davka bidvar menogim todim. This isn't something that is only talking about that happens on a regular basis. But even things that happen on a seasonal basis or on a yearly basis. So if a person always gets a certain type of kavod, he always gets mafta yoni, you just can't suddenly take it away from him, even though it's not on a regular basis, but it's on an annual basis. Every year in Yom Kippur, he gets mafta yoni. Further add, you have a chaver kadisha, and they're the ones that always go and bury the people. So they don't have the right to go and protest if somebody else goes and buries, because the other people also want to be participating in the mitzvah that the Chevra Kadisha is doing, so they have the right to go and bury as well. However, but if you have a specific Chevra Kadisha, that they're the ones that do the Chevra work for the entire community, not just on an occasional basis, but they do all the work for the entire community in Chevra Kadisha, they leave their work all year long, whenever there's a mitzvah nebuch to bury somebody, to take care of all the funeral needs, so they drop whatever they're doing, they drop their work, and they always do it, so then then the Chevra has the right to go bury every single person in that town, and other people can't say, we'd like to do the mitzvah. Also, the issue footnote 109 brings down, this is true even if a Rebbe passes away and his Talmidim want to go and take care of the burial. So it brings down from the El Yeraba, Ein Rashoim LeTalmidov LaHafsid LeChevra Kedisha as Zuchusam LeSasikbo. Even though they're the Talmidim of the Rebbe and they want to give the Rebbe the Kavod Achron, so the Chevra Kedisha still has the first priority. And he brings down the story from the Petira of the great Ololos Ephraim, Zatzal, the Ratzu Talmidim LeSasik, but Tarotzu, and the Talmidim wanted to take care of the burial, but there was the Chevra Kedisha, and so they asked the Shiloh to the Shalah, and the Shalah Paskin know that the Chevra Kedisha has the right to do this over the Talmidim, unless of course the Chevra Kedisha is willing to be Mayachal, their covered, and allow the Talmidim to do it, that would be all for the best. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Sadi Gimel, he writes that you're not allowed to switch it to another house, wrote Shalomer, Bevai Shel Yochid, that's to another individual's house. You're taking it from Yankel's house and you're moving it to Yitzchak's house. Alvim wrote him, Livnos Bais, Beis HaKnesses, Kavua Rashoyim. However, if they want to build a shul, so then they're allowed to take it away. Yankel can't complain, hey, you've always been davening in my basement, continue to daven in my basement. No, if they want to build a shul, they have the right to do so. The aim is Emishum Daki Shalom. Here, we're not concerned over here that there's going to be a lack of shalom in the community. No, they're building a nice big shul, they have the right to do that. The issue footnote 110 brings down, if the individual donated his house to the shul to be used as a shul, and he no longer is involved in the running of it, and he's really handed over the reins of this shul, it's no longer his personal shtibel, he's given it over to the community, so the Marsham brings down, it no longer has the status of a private shul, but this is Kibes Knesset Shel Rabim, and it has all the halachos that we've been dealing with of a public shul, a community shul, rather than a personal private shtibel that the person owned. That concludes today's share.